To Pesach. Tonight I wanted to talk about a topic that someone in the community asked me to address. An interesting minhag. Some people may have this minhag, others maybe not. But it really starts in Hilchos Yontif. There's a interesting din, which probably most of us will not encounter unless you're a butcher or something like that. You're not allowed, if you have a, you know, like a big side of beef. Okay, so what do you do with it? You hang it, right? You see in the, you know, the butcher shops, they have pieces of the animal hanging from the ceiling. So how do you do that? You need to poke a hole in the animal, in the meat, in order to hang it. So it's not permissible on Yontif, the Gemara says, to make the hole in the meat. You're allowed to shecht on Yontif, right? But now that you have the cow, you're not allowed to poke a hole in it in order to hang it. What's the reason for that? So it could be the reason is because there's different opinions in the Rishonim. Either that is uvda d'chol, that's what you do on the weekday, right? If you're you have to now hang it in the back in the freezer or whatever in your store, so you know, it would be a business-like endeavor. Another possibility why it's usher is because it resembles some sort of asiyas kli. You're creating, in the same way that if I had an item which I needed to hang, a utensil I needed to hang, if I poked a hole in it, that would be an isser. So it's not exactly the same thing, but midrabanan, when it comes to the food, when it comes to the meat, you have to refrain from poking the hole in it as well. Out of nowhere, the Magen Avraham brings, Mishnah Berurah has it over here in Siman Tav Kuf, quoting the Prima Gadim's extension of the Magen Avraham statement, Lasos nekev b'chatichas ha'afikon b'pesach litloso. However, notwithstanding this halacha by the meat, if you want to poke a hole in your afikomen in order to hang it, you may do so. Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay? And the Prima Gadim, as I said, adds, that's okay as long as you don't shape it in a certain way. If it's a nekev ugul, specifically do it in a round shape, or mishulash, or a, interesting, mishulash kimagin David. Okay? Triangle, I guess, magin David is two triangles. Okay, whatever exactly he's describing, it's okay to do for an afikomen. Anyone here have the minug of hanging your afikomen after Pesach? No. Okay, well, if you have soft matzah,
yeah, that's exactly.
Okay, all right, interesting. So what is this all about? So there is quite a bit of literature, not just in, we'll say, more esoteric sources as to this notion of either hanging the afikomen. Some people would hang it by the door, or definitely to take a little bit with you for over the course of the year. Just to give you a few examples. The Chok Yaakov, one of the Nosei Kelim on the side of Shulchan Aruch, talks about this this minhag and some of the controversies surrounding it. In particular, the Shlah. The Shlah says that it's bizayon ochlim. Right? The Gemara says in Psachim that a person who hangs his bread, his parnasa is hanging in the balance also, meaning that jeopardizes a person's sustenance if he doesn't treat the food that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses him with properly. Chazal say, Hatola pito yitla parnasaso. Okay? Very interesting. Especially if, as many people did, they would hang it on a nail. So it's a bizayon to the, not just the ochlim, but also something which is used for a mitzvah. However, he continues, if you want to fulfill this minhag, so there, he says there is substance to it, what you should do instead is break a little bit off, put it in your bikiso, in your pocket, in your wallet, carry it around with you the whole year in your wallet, a piece of the afikomen, it'll ward off gazlanim, okay? I guess if they open up your wallet and they find a piece of matzah inside, no one's going to want to take your wallet anymore. But latzil min hagazlanim ulavriach haklipos, also some sort of mazikim, some sort of shadim, unclear exactly, or yikach davar mami afikomen v'yaniach b'beis ha'makom mutzah, or put it in a safe place somewhere in your house. Okay? Some, the Sefer Eilat Mitzvos actually records they would take a kezias of matzah and carry it around with them for shmirah. So depends what shear of kezias you have. You know, if you measure it out on the board and you have a large size, I don't know how you carry around in your pocket. I guess maybe they had a smaller shear. But the Zohar actually refers to this. Yisa b'Zohar Kadosh Parshas Pinchas Yish Lamata Koach Shel Hamezuza Lavriach Hashedim. And some say that the word matzah is Rosh Tevos Mikol Tzara Hatzilenu. Okay, so this is some of the foundation for this practice. In the less esoteric sources, the Mishnah Sachir was Rabbi Sachar Tachtel. He was killed in the war, I think, in 1942. He's well known for his Sefer Imam Banam Smecha, which was very important, discussing the centrality of Eretz Yisrael and Yiddishkeit. But also, he was a big posek, and he wrote many volumes of the Tshuvas Mishnah Sachir. He talks about this minhag. He actually said the minhag, more proper would be to burn the afikomen afterwards. Why? Because the Afikomen is zecher for the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, you can't leave anything over. Whatever you leave over, Pesach says in the morning you have to burn it. And he said that would make a lot more sense. That would make a lot more sense, notwithstanding the fact that the Arizal talks about a school of Hasharas HaMatzah, but he says it doesn't have to be the Afikomen per se. It could be other parts of the matzah. We always have matzah left over. No one finishes it down to the last bite. And in the Minhage Frankfurt, okay, in the German communities, it's also recorded that they would take a little bit of the Afikomen and save it for Shabbos Hagadol the next year. Okay, I'm going to have to ask those who come from that part of Europe. They would put this matzah on Shabbos Hagadol the following year. Habo Leinu Latova. Toch hamachal shanu nogim lechol b'chol Shabbos Kodesh, Michael hatzenuma b'kedeir shakorin blokunenshald. Okay, I don't know. My German is a little bit rusty, but some sort of let's say it was a cholent, whatever it is they used to eat it every Shabbos, and you put it in the Shabbos Hagadol. Well, that's fascinating because it means that in those communities, those German communities, they were not knowing to avoid eating matzah 30 days before or from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. What's the minhag? What's a Herpes, okay, that's the din. Okay, so in the German communities, that's, we see that here in real life. So very important that you mention that, okay, because some posts can say, a lot of this could just be the fact that they would keep it around, they would choose to burn it, is because how long can it last and still be viable? not just in terms of, whether it was really edible. Luckily it doesn't get too much more crunchy than it starts with, but it was common in those days for the matzah to be maslia, to become rancid, to be infested. Check the Meneshev's website. Meneshev's website says the average box of matzahs lasts for a good 2 or 3 years. Okay, I mentioned yesterday, we talked about how often you renew the Eruv. So the minhag is to do it once a year. There were some places, the Ramah talks about renewing it every single week. Why? Because as we all know, if you have an Eruv in your community and you never stop to think about it, eventually people forget about it. They don't know how to deal with it when the Eruv goes down. And, apocryphally, there's some communities where once a year, the rabbi declares that the minhag is down, just the Eruv is down, so that people will know about the Isser of Hotzah, not the minhag over here. But but for that reason, we have to be careful about the matzahs that are used for the Eruv, that they have to be monitored so they don't go bad. Bottom line, maybe Alpi Nigla, what we can do to attribute this minhag, if anyone does follow this without the esoteric side of things, there is a Gemara that says, Shiorei mitzvah ma'akvin min apronius, that the leftovers of a mitzvah save a person from danger. And the way that this is understood, on one level, is how you treat the chefetz shel mitzvah after the yontif is over, for example. Okay, the Shlomo brings down that Ra'isi B'nei Aliyah, I saw great, aspiring tzaddikim, Hashayim Menashkim, Hamatzah Sumar. They used to kiss the Matzah Sumar. Chin Sukkah B'chnisasu B'siyasu. They used to kiss the Sukkah when they went in, when they went out. Hakol Lechib of Mitzvah. Asher Misha Ovid Hashem B'simcha, right? That's a very important thing, to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu B'simcha. So the leftovers, even after you're done doing the mitzvah and you can't perform the mitzvah anymore, but to show your excitement, your desire to do it again next year is very important. I think we do that nowadays also. When you finish with the lulav, the Gemara says, it's a mission Megillah, you really you'll have to throw it directly into the garbage. Matzah after Pesach or a lulav after Sukkah, strictly speaking, can be thrown in the garbage. They don't have the din of Sheamus where there's a kedusha to, let's say tefillin or sefer Torah, mezuzah. You have to bury it. But tashmishei mitzvah, strictly speaking, can be thrown out. But we go the extra mile. We double wrap it. Some people put it on top of the garbage can so that the sanitation worker take care of it. But we don't just discard it. We also take the lulav. We put it in the sreifas chametz when you burn an erev yontif. The erev tavshilin, we make sure to eat it as one of the meals over the course of the yontif of Shabbos once we finished with it. So there's an inyan of being machshiv and showing that special chavivus, that special love for the mitzvah even after it's done. It's actually brought down, and this is absolutely sensational, okay? And I had to do a little more homework, but apparently there was a minhag on the books in many, many sources. Yordei Hayam, people who would travel by boat, sailors, merchants, kisharoim sarah b'yam, when they saw a tempest brewing, when the weather would get bad, when a storm would begin, if they drop a little bit of the avikomen in the water, that was a skula to make the storm subside and the waves and the tempest would end.
It's a shame that okay. One of the sailors
That's right. That's right. Well, because it was a boat full of goyim. Okay, they didn't have any matzah. It was before Christianity. So, you know, what are you going to do? Which, by the way, if you want to know why the Manischewitz website talks about how long matzah lasts, because one of the largest consumers of Manischewitz matzah is actually the Catholics. Okay, but not the people on Yonah's boat. So that could be the Pshat Gemara, Sharia Mitzvah of Ma'akvanes Peronios. That an example, a real life example. Just to close, we do have a little more of an application of what you do with leftover items. It's important. The Zroa. Who ever ate the Zroa? Anyone ever eat the Zroa? I never saw anyone eat the Zroa. It's very clear in the postgame we should not simply throw it out. It's on the Seder plate. It shouldn't be discarded. Have it, have it the next day. You can't have it the night of the Seder, but the second day of Pesach, after the Sedarim are over, can't have it the night of the Seder because you're not supposed to have any roasted meat. But once that's finished, once the Seder's over, you should eat it. It shouldn't go in the garbage. And finally, what about extra maror? The Chassam Sofer brings down that Hanishar min HaSalat, lettuce. Okay, he ate Roman lettuce. He would cook it on the second day, and he would eat it on the second day of Pesach. Also, to give chashivas to the Shiurei Mitzvah, and the Sefer Vayagad Moshe, which is an authoritative compendium on Hilchos Pesach, quotes that women would wear it. She would wear it on her neck, a little piece of leftover maror, and that would allow her childbirth to go smoothly. Last point, which I think is probably the most significant and easiest for us to apprehend, there's a pasuk in Chumash, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vayisa Ames Betzeko Terem Yachmatz. The people, as they were rushing out of Egypt, they took the dough with them before it had a chance to leaven. Misharosom Tsururos Besimulosom. Their leftovers bound up in their garments. Rashi says, Shiore Matzot Maror, the leftover Matzot Maror. So we see already Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's an inyan to hold on to a little bit of the matzah after the Seder, after the Yantav is over, maybe put it in your wallet, I don't know, if you have such a minhag, this is the basis for it, but the pasuk in the Torah clearly labels this as an aspect that can be remembered, part of Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Thank you so much, Rabbi Baruch, Zach, Yisrael, Fichel, Hebron, Torah, Mitzvah, Shemem, Arnach, Hafez, Man, Tzidko, Yogdil, Torah, Yadir. Amen.